On the sultry night of 8th of July 1961, the 19-year-old showgirl Christine Keeler was in the swimming pool at Clifton when she heard voices approaching from the terrace. She had been larking about with her friend Stephen Ward, who rented a cottage at the foot of the estate, a law student called Noel Howard Jones, and a pretty young hitchhiker whom the three of them had picked up on the drive down from London. Usually, Ward asked permission to use the pool from the estate's owner, Bill Astor, but tonight, Bill was occupied by a more sober dinner party in the main house. The pool was tucked away in a walled garden on the west side of the property, so the group thought nothing of going for an impromptu swim without giving Astor prior warning. The party grew raucous, and at some point, Keeler shed her swimsuit in a bet. Up at the main house, the company at dinner included Field Marshal Ayub Khan, President of Pakistan, John Profumo, Secretary of State for War, and his film star wife, Valerie. The hosts were Bill Astor, who had inherited the house from his parents Waldorf and Nancy, and Bill's wife, Bronwyn. After dinner, the hosts decided to take advantage of the balmy night and suggested a stroll down to the swimming pool to show off a newly installed bronze statue of their son riding a dolphin. What the guests actually saw as they rounded the corner into the walled garden was the lithe form of Christine Keeler lifting herself from the pool and dashing across the patio, her feet making damp prints on the terracotta tiles. Profumo wasted no time in asking Bill for an introduction. Late that night, Keeler returned to London to pick up a couple more of Ward's girlfriends, and the next morning they were all driven back to Clifton by the Russian naval attaché and intelligence officer Evgeny Ivanov. The group spent a lazy Sunday by Bill Astor's pool, where Ivanov challenged Profumo to a swimming race. Just before Keeler left that evening, Profumo, who, according to Ivanov, had been flirting outrageously with the young girl, asked for her contact details. Ivanov drove Christine back to Ward's flat, where the Soviet attaché would later claim they slept together. 2 days later, Profumo tracked Keeler down and arranged to meet her while his wife, Valerie, was visiting his Warwickshire constituency. It marked the beginning of a tepid, half-hearted liaison, which Keeler, who once cooked them sausages before they had sex in front of the television, described as a very, very well-mannered screw of convenience. The weekend at Clifton was the first act in a drama that would bring down a government and change the course of British history. The apparent ménage à trois between the Minister of War, a Soviet spy, and a good-time girl made Clifton synonymous with scandal in the collective consciousness of an entire generation. But the outraged headlines and lurid scoops of the Profumo affair, as it came to be known, were nothing new. During its dawn in the 1660s, as much as its twilight in the 1960s, Clifton was an emblem of elite misbehaviour and intrigue. Indeed, the 350-year history of the house began when a powerful politician decided to build a secluded mansion in which to enjoy his affair with an ambitious courtesan not much older than Keeler. The courtesan was Anna Maria, Countess of Shrewsbury, and the politician George Villiers, Duke of Buckingham, a childhood friend of Charles II and one of the wealthiest men in England. When Buckingham bought Clifton in the 1660s, it comprised two modest hunting lodges set within 400 acres of land. Over the following decade, he transformed it, landscaping the gardens and constructing a magnificent house as a monument to his scandalous affair with the Countess.